get out of here.
Big Ben, how big a problem is Big Ben for you?
Well, you know, Pittsburgh still as a group is going to be a difficult challenge for us. They like to run the ball. They can make some explosive plays throwing. So it'll be a good challenge for us, so we'll be ready.
Ben's got unique talent, though. If he's healthy, he says he's 50% healthy, in his ability to keep plays going, right?
I mean, we all hurting at this time of year. So at the end of the day, we're going to come out Sunday, and we're going to play hard.
Mindset in this room in a game where, you know, the whole world thinks, oh, the Steelers are going to come in here and win this game.
We don't care about what nobody else say. We know we play the way we play, no turnover, create turnovers, and just execute. I think we can compete with anyone.
What do you have to do to start creating some turnovers like you did earlier?
Just got to focus, just play hard and not think about much. And once you can do those things, play fast, I think good things happen.
You talked about after the game how excited you were for this opportunity. Is that something even more than there's only 12 teams still playing? This is your first shot at it?
Yeah, I am actually very excited. I thought we had a good practice today. We got to continue to prepare hard all week, and I'm sure the crowd's going to be into it. It's going to be a great atmosphere, so we're excited about that.
Champ, do any talking to anyone? I mean, he and DJ, the only guys here that you don't get a lot of opportunities. You never know when the next one's going to come.
Now, we all know what's at stake. We've been talking about it all year. Unfortunately, we got in through tough circumstances, but we in, and so we got to take full advantage of that.
When you look at Ben on tape the last few weeks, is there an area to take advantage of the fact that he just can't move around as well as maybe before the injury?
He's a tough quarterback. He's been able to move, and I've seen him when he got hurt, and I don't know how he came back so fast. The way I look at it, I'm not looking at him as he hurt. I'm looking at he's out there. So as long as you're out there, I'm gonna come at you.
Elvis, when you guys have had success, you guys were creating those takeaways. Do you believe that kind of starts up front with you guys getting pressure to force some of those? Because obviously in the losing streak, you guys haven't had any.
I mean, starting myself, and you know, I feel like I need to do a better job rushing the passer. And you know, like you said, that starts everything off. D line, we get up. In front of Ben, I think we create some issues for him.
You guys talked about the question about turnovers earlier. Have you been playing differently the last 3 weeks? You said you need to get back to playing fast, not thinking as much. Has that changed the last 3 games?
No, just missed tackles. I mean, just more. I mean, it's small, but it's huge as far as football. Just missed tackles. You know, getting off the ball. You know, getting off the field in third downs. Just little things like that. So we're not playing 70 reps a game. You know, we can bring that down to 45. Guys more fresh. You give you a chance to make more plays.
What's the key to bringing Ben down? I mean, obviously, he's one of those guys that stands there where people kind of like hang off him like leaves.
Honest, for me, he's a quarterback, and all quarterbacks get hit. And I mean, I don't look at quarterbacks like they're tough to bring down.
Okay. Have you ever had the opportunity to get Ben down?
We played each other a couple of times, so we here.
What's it like? I mean,
he's a quarterback. We throw him around.
Even though he's bigger than you.
Yeah, he's much bigger than me, but hey, it's about leverage.